Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just realize they need each other, and it'll get done. It'll be ugly at times, but I think at the end he'll be a 49.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, how do we just have a quick reflection on this? I don't want this to sound like we're bragging. There's a lot of people that go into doing what we did, but yesterday we had his college coach and his personal coach. That's pretty freaking awesome, I think.
Yeah.
And they're both two of the best talkers in the absolute business. So add that in. And both of them were as clear as day. They were as clear as day about what Brandon wants, about what the 49ers want, and about what this is going to feel like at times. And they both said the exact same thing. Brandon would like what he's worth. Brandon wants to be a 49er. 49ers want Brandon. Herm Edwards is talking to John Lynch all the time. T.J. Houshmandzadeh is talking to Brandon Ayuk all the time. Both of them said the same thing. Yo, get ready. This is going to hurt like hell. So my prediction is he's still a Niner by Thursday night when we go to bed, and the summer's going to suck.
Well,
there's going to be social media scrubbing. There's going to be emojis. There's going to be press conferences. Pushing, shoving, cajoling, and a resolution at some point.
Probably in early August, unfortunately.
I hope. You hope.
Well, you hope it's before that.
You hope it's not early September.
No, you hope it's before they even go to camp. And, you know, I don't mind the dance of all that. It doesn't really bother me. And I know if you get past Thursday, that likely means that this will get resolved. It's about a 95% chance. I don't think that Brandon Ayuk would sit out. He might get into a spot where he signs a shorter-term deal with more guaranteed money. If he wants to make that big money, if he wants $30 million and he wants $25 guaranteed, and you know the team doesn't want to give him $75 million guaranteed over 3 years, maybe it's a shorter-term deal.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of these receiver deals come in at 3 years, and that's been, you know, the way that it's gone.
Not usually for the guys who are coming into their first deal, though. Not usually the guys.
Well, Pittman Jr., 3 years.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
But at the same time, I just like, you know how it is in the NFL. TJ was even talking about this, and it's why I always support NFL players when they're like, no, I need every dollar. Because, like, they're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. And you have to get every dollar that you can.
It's 100% injury rate, TJ
said. Absolutely. And so when you're on the open market, and by the way, again, he's not yet, but when you're negotiating, you have got to have that in the back of your mind. This next game that I play could be my last. So I'm not doing a short-term prove-it deal in the NFL. It's very different when Blake Snell and Matt Chapman and Cody Bellinger do it.
Right.
Very, very different than if Brandon Ayuk was going to do it. He's 26. He absolutely crushed it last year, over 1,300 yards. He's playing like a first rounder that he is, and it's extension time. And he knows it. His agent knows it. The Niners know it. And deadline spur action, and there is no deadline, unless of course we're talking about the Niners deciding that it's not going to work out. And if there is a deal to be made on Thursday. But there's two pieces to that. It's not just the Niners have to decide that we're too far apart, but the offer has to come in that makes them feel good about it. And I actually have heard that's the bigger stumbling block right now. It's not that the Niners are like, I think we can find common ground. I think they're worried about that money-wise.
Yeah.
But the bigger issue is the Niners love Brandon so much that what's being offered potentially in a deal, they're like, no, that's not good value for Brandon Ayuk. So that's the biggest stumbling block.
Yeah, and it depends on what you want to give up and what you want to potentially get back. If the Niners do want to move up to 5, which is where the L.A. Chargers are, and you look at the Jimmy Johnson draft pick value chart that, you know, has been famous now for a couple of decades, and it is a resource that teams look at as far as what each pick is worth. If you take your 31st pick and Brandon Ayuk, that's probably not enough to go up there and get the number 5 based on what the value is of number 5. Yeah, so if you're talking about getting to where Pittsburgh is, Pittsburgh's drafting at 20. So could you trade Brandon Ayuk and a second and get the 20th pick? So then you have 20 and 31.
Now you're starting to get a little bit more attractive if you ask me. Maybe it's the weight loss.
Thank you.
But I look at this circumstantially, though. You can talk about value, and I go, okay, I get that, but how do we then factor for the Niners trying to win a Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Don't go out there this week and make yourself worse. That's my goal for Thursday night. I know a lot of you got your draft crushes, and you think something's going on.
You've got yourself. We'll get into that.
I got my guy.
Yeah, you do.
I got my guy. I went into the lab, and I got my guy. I know you got your second round sleeper from Virginia Tech. Good for you.
Yep.
My goal this weekend, don't get worse. Don't get worse. You're really good. Don't get worse.
Well, you're not automatically going to get worse if you trade Brandon Ayuk.
Of course you are. No matter who the rookie's going to come in and go for 1,400?
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Come on, brother.
You tell me, although the word on the street is he's not a huge fan of blocking. So that might not be might not be the player for this offense.
I'm out.
I love the player, but you definitely need a receiver who can block. You've got Juwan Jennings. You could slot him right in.
He's not Brandon Ayuk.
Of course he's not.
He's not a downfield player. There's a reason his nickname is Third and Juwan. He's not going on a go route.
You drafted Danny Gray with his speed. What's he, a 4.3 40?
And how are we doing?
Well, he didn't get a chance last year.
Here we go with the didn't get a chance.
He's Ayuk blocked. He's blocked by Brandon.
He'd get a chance if he was awesome, but he's not awesome.
Chris Conley made some plays in the Super Bowl.
I mean, what are we doing right now?
What are we doing here? What are we talking about? Ronnie Bell?
You used
all this draft capital on receivers.
Trade him. You're worse.
Elevate one.
Trade him. You're worse. Period. There is no way around
it. How much worse? You're just a little worse. Just a tiny little bit worse.
I'm not getting worse. You're not good enough now. Don't get worse.
Well, he wasn't the reason why you didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, he wasn't. But he might be the reason why you don't win the next one if he's on a different team. Let's go to Alan in Marin. Hey, Alan, what are you doing?
What's up, guys?
What's cooking?
I just love the conversation. And Willard, when I said that you were dreaming, you're not dreaming, brother. You're just triggered on certain words, and I knew you'd bump me to the front of the list if I said dreaming. So
there's a lot of people waiting. Go ahead.
I get it, but I bet I wasn't the first one in line. That's all I got to say.
You got bumped up because you used the D word. Go ahead, Alan.
Listen, and there's no shame in that. I'll be quick. I agree with almost everything you're saying, Mark, and most of what Dibs is saying as well. The thing you got to quit saying, though, is he's not under contract. He's not going to play this year under his fifth-year option. Just like you said, Jefferson won't. Just like you said, CD won't. That's basically putting the franchise tag on him, which wide receivers hate. And Dibs, wide receivers are divas. They are self-important.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People that can be temperamental at times, that is literally Webster's definition of that.
So wait, Alan, I'm mildly confused at what you're saying. I said, I don't think he's playing on his fifth year option. He might when it gets to week eight, because then guys show up where they forfeit their entire year of salary. And there's, you know, like nobody does that. Nobody does that. I think it was it Vincent Jackson? Rest in peace, by the way.
Damn.
Who with the San Diego, he did this with the San Diego Chargers. They were still San Diego. And he held out and he held out and he held out, and it was just a big standoff. And then he showed up. He showed up week eight when he didn't want to, because it was literally forfeiting millions of dollars. So
yeah, 2010, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, Alan, what will you recap for me? What did you what is it I said about playing on the fifth-year option?
So, I mean, Vincent Jackson's a bad comp here just because San Diego's a historically terrible franchise
totally.
In dealing with players and managing this. The Niners are not. The Niners have a great track record in drafting well, keeping well. What you keep saying is, if the Niners aren't getting the offers they want, tell him he's under contract. Nobody's buying that he's under contract because they know he's not going to play in his fifth-year option.
It's interesting. I don't feel like I've been saying that at all. I'm not talking about hardline negotiations. What I'm telling you, though, when I hear a lot of people talk about the leverage that they think Brandon Ayuk has, he does not have a ton of leverage. And that is why he would settle for probably a few bucks less to stay, because he's under contract. And this can get into the season, and then everyone's going to hate each other, and that's awful, and nobody wants that. The Niners don't want it. Brandon doesn't want it. Us fans do not want it. But, I don't know, Alan. I feel like you're misrepresenting my point a little bit.
No, I mean, listen, whether you meant it, what you said it, or whether you were trying to get across a different point, I mean, you literally said, if they're not getting the offers they want, okay, he's not truly a free agent, he's not even under contract, he's under contract this year. So, I mean, you said that. That was literally the reason why
right.
I told. And I agree with you, though. I agree with you that that's the case. The problem is, no team is going to take that as a bargaining position that, oh, well, he's not under contract, so I'm just going to quit offering what I think he's worth.
Right. Well,
he's
so,
not, he's
yeah.
under contract, so I'm going to quit offering what
so,
I think
he's worth. Alan, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. This is let me reboot something, because I think the larger point got lost here. I don't want any offers for Brandon Ayuk. I don't care what the hell anyone's offering me. My answer's no. No.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
No.
Yeah.
My answer's no, because the minute I trade him, I get worse, and I don't want to get worse. I don't want to get worse. Like, the only trade I'd be interested in, and I'm not even interested in this, is if you went player for player and gave me a different awesome receiver. You trade Brandon, who's playing? Who's starting at receiver for the Niners?
Marvin Harrison Jr. on his way to Canton.
Let's all take a knee and pray that he's good.
Well, you don't have to pray that he's good. You just watch the tape, Mark.
Oh.
I've watched every snap of him since high school.
The tape.
Watch the tape. I feel like I'm talking to Steiny again.
Well, talk about what, like, people are talking about what triggers me. This is what triggers me. Oh, the
people who watch tape.
Oh, the can't miss prospect. Oh, the can't miss prospect.
The Niners have never had an issue with wide receivers and can't miss prospects.
Good point.
Thank
good point.
You. Other than those 9 or 10 that they've taken.
Other than like every skill position player they've taken in the first 3 rounds in this entire era, other than Debo.
You mean like Jalen Hurd and Dante Pettis, for example?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Want to say more?
Well, you're just nitpicking now.
Yeah. I don't want anyone on the team at that position not named Brandon Ayuk. I hope that's as clear as day.
It's very clear.
Yeah. And so this isn't about, like, the point that Alan's making about the negotiating position. If you're not getting the offer that you want, tell them that he's under contract. That's not really what I was getting at in any way, shape, or form. I don't want the 49ers taking offers right now. And the point about you being under contract is not to be said to other teams. It's to be said to Brandon. You're not available. You're not available. Now, unless I don't know what the conversations are. And if they truly feel like common ground is going to be too hard to find, then, unfortunately, you do have to start looking at options that you don't like. I am having the hardest time understanding why it would be better for the 49ers to save $10 million in guarantees, let's say, to Brandon Ayuk. You would rather save that money and just huck a piece of toilet paper into the air on a windy day and hope that it lands as a starting receiver. What? I don't know, man. There's a lot of talk about this. I thought y'all went to win the Super Bowl this year. But it turns out that some of you sound more interested in playing fantasy football this Thursday night.
It may not be as convenient as, we can sign him. Maybe you are at a spot where it doesn't look like the deal is tenable. And I know it's only April, but you're in a spot where if you do want to make a pivot, you got to make the pivot before you get through Thursday in the first round of the draft, because after Thursday, it's not worth it to trade him and get back a resource that does not involve a first round pick. So between now and Thursday, there's going to be a lot of posturing. There have been articles written from Tim Kawakami and Mike Silver, and Ian Rappaport weighed in, and Herm Edwards, his coach at Arizona State, and TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal coach who's known him for years, and everybody's got their opinion. John Lynch at the podium and his press conference. All of this is talk until you get through Thursday, where there either will be action or there's no action. And if there's no action, then we can put this thing to bed for me until you get to midsummer.
No doubt.
Because, and whatever he wants to do, scrub his IG, skip voluntary workouts.
Doesn't matter.
Any of that stuff. None of it matters after you get past Thursday.
The other side of this, though, is don't get it twisted. It absolutely matters that Brandon Ayuk is not a free agent. That is absolutely a relevant factor in this conversation. Don't take it from me. Take it from Herm Edwards.
He has to realize that, he's not a free agent. He has another year on his contract. So it's not like I'm going to free agency. 49ers aren't going to trade him at this point. It doesn't look like it. And I think he wants to be a 49er, and hopefully it gets done.
Okay. So there's Herm.
At this point?
Yeah. Herm talks to Lynch a lot, and we caught that yesterday.
Yeah.
Niners not going to trade him. And then I think he went, I probably shouldn't say that. So then he threw in, at this point, it doesn't look like it. Brandon doesn't want to go anywhere else. And Brandon can't. Like, again.
Right. Right. By the letter of the law, you're right. He can't.
You can play the game and understand no one wins. No one wins if you play the holdout game. The Niners will be worse, and you will lose a ton of money.
Right.
And everybody then wants to break up.
As long as he plays 6 games, that was the Vincent Jackson maneuver.
Okay.
And he came back, and he had to sit 3 games, and then he played the 6 in order to get credit for the year, which would then make Brandon Ayuk a free agent, unless the team chose to then
franchise tag.
Which they wouldn't do, because the Niners don't franchise anybody. The last guy they franchised was their kicker, Robbie Gould. And also, you wouldn't franchise a bad apple, because if Brandon Ayuk did that, he would be a bad apple, and you wouldn't want to franchise him.
Now, why? Why is he a bad apple right away just because?
Well, if he sits out and he decides he doesn't want to play football, I mean, from an organizational standpoint, you wouldn't want to then franchise that player, a guy who already showed a willingness to not play.
I don't know. That's pretty much what Washington did to Trent Williams. Do you call him a bad apple?
That was a different situation.
It's not a different situation.
That was a completely toxic environment, and the way they treated him was borderline inhumane.
Right, but that, like, again, that's how Brandon will feel if the Niners do that to him. I guess my point in asking that question is, if there's a holdout situation, why is it automatically the player that's apple?
It's not, and like I shouldn't have portrayed him as a bad apple. It's a bad situation.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that the team would then say, you know what, let's franchise this guy. You could transition tag him and then trade him, and when you trade him, then the other team has to give you two first-round picks back if you transition tag a guy and then trade him. So if you did that, you would basically be telling Brandon, oh, yeah, we'll try to trade you, but no team's going to offer up two firsts for Brandon Ayuk if he sat out half a year.
Yeah, would not think so. So that's just what, you know, my focus coming off of an overtime Super Bowl win solely on Thursday night. Like, I will be just listening and hanging on every word from Grandy and Evan. Who else is on the show?
Sterling Bennett.
Sterling?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to be hanging on every word with one thought in mind. Get better. Get better. The Niners have to get better. That's what this week is all about. That's what this offseason is all about. And so I understand that you can't just remove the financial portion of this conversation from the sphere. I totally get that. But I am not going to be a fan of any move that I feel immediately makes the Niners worse. And I am failing at this moment to see the path where a trade of Brandon Ayuk makes the 49ers a better football team for September.
Yeah, sometimes it's not solely about getting better in September. You do have to have an eye toward the future. Mm. And if, you know, and everything that everybody's laid out about signing Brandon Ayuk, the majority of the next statement is talking about getting off of Deebo Samuel in a year. And so that may be something that the organization doesn't want to do. And if you look at paying two wide receivers north of $24 million, having that position taking $50 million of your cap, that's about 20 to 25% of the cap for two wide receivers. It may be something that the bean counters up top, Parag Marate and company, they think that they don't want to do that. And so you do what everyone wants, give Ayuk all the money he needs, play out this year, you get to next year, well, we're going to get off of Deebo, so now Deebo gets cut, and you get nothing back for Deebo. And then next year, you're in the same situation that you put yourself in this year if you traded Ayuk, because next year, you would need a wide receiver.
Yeah, except for there's ways to start getting ready for that if you've got a year of information building up to it. A, I don't even know. It's not automatically one or the other. It's not automatic that it's either trade Ayuk this year or cut Deebo next year. Like, you could have both of them on the team. You absolutely could do that. It is allowed. The Eagles are paying two receivers a truckload of money, and they're pretty good. Like, that's allowed, and their quarterback's gotten paid. So I'm not taking that off the table. But you know, you've made this comparison a couple times where it's like, trade Ayuk, you get something for him. You lose Deebo, you don't get anything for him. You trade Ayuk, you don't know if you're getting anything for him. You don't know what you're getting.
Well, you're getting a draft asset.
Yes, let's make a deal.
But it's more than when you cut a guy.
Might be a box full of chickens.
That's better than what you'd get for Deebo.
But cutting veterans is part of the NFL. And you can start grooming that person, like my draft crush. You could start grooming that person for a year so that they're actually ready to play. Because even great rookie receivers usually don't look great right away. Even the great ones. Look at Ayuk. 2 years in, he's in the doghouse.
Yeah.
Now we love him. I'm not drafting Marvin Harrison, who might be great 3 years from now.
Oh, he might be great week one.
Very, very rare. Very rare.
I'll look at some numbers for rookie receivers. I think the good ones pop more often than your...
Give me the top receivers.
Puka Nacua this year. Hello.
Fifth or sixth round
pick. Scoreboard. Rookie.
Exactly. And was not asked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.